Welcome to Set Free Live, brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. It is our prayer that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you. We pray that as you listen, the Holy Spirit will enlighten, encourage, and inspire you in your walk with the Lord. Let's go now into the word of the Lord. Be blessed.
Everybody,
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church,
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church, say amen.
God bless you, beloved. Welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah, and beloved, it is a blessing and an honor to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. It is my prayer that as you begin your day today, that the Lord will richly encourage you and edify you as you go throughout your day today. We are just blessed to be able to come before you and share in the word of the Lord. We've begun an exciting teaching on the armor of God. And we're going back into the word of the Lord on this morning. Our theme scripture is Ephesians 6 and 10. And the title of this message is Be Strong in the Lord. And truly we know that God wants us to be strong in him. He wants to strengthen us in power and might, amen, to go forward in our day-to-day life and our walk with the Lord. And so we know that the armor of God that God gives us helps us to be strengthened in every area of our lives. And so as we go before the Lord, we just pray, amen, that you are encouraged on today. Father, we thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this time of sharing. And we ask as we go into your word this morning that, Father God, that you would bless and that you would touch, minister to all those that are listening. We thank you for your word. We thank you, God, that you constantly watch over your word to perform it. And we thank you, God, for the wisdom, the knowledge, and that you're giving us to maneuver as warriors, as servants of the Lord. And so we thank you, God, for that. We ask, God, that you lead and guide us. Take care of us, oh God. Watch over your people. And Father, we thank you now. We thank you for the strengthening of the Lord today. And you have your way. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, Ephesians 6 and 10 in the Amplified, it says, in conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with him and draw your strength from him, that strength which his boundless might provides. Now, this is a great clue that the armor of God is given by God and it's given to his people and it's given to us to strengthen us, to empower us, to cause us to stay in union with him and in fellowship with him. And how many of you know that, glory to God, the most important thing should be your relationship with the Lord and daily in communion with God. And the armor of God helps us to stand. It helps us to fight. It also protects us. It keeps us connected, amen, to the power source. And the Holy Ghost is our power source. And we've got to stay connected, amen, to be vital and to be able to really move and maneuver. We must have some power. And Jesus said that when the Holy Ghost comes, he would give us power. Power to do what? Power to live right. Power to walk right. Power to talk right. Amen. Power to be. Power to abide in him. Glory to God. To remain. Amen. In the Lord. Praise God. Now, as we ended the broadcast on yesterday, we were talking about Abraham and how he grew in strength and faith. And because of his faith, that faith was attributed to his righteousness, his right standing with God, because he was a man that believed God. He did not stagger at God's promises. No matter how long it took for the promises to materialize, Abraham believed God. And we, in this hour, must have the same faith, the same trust. We must believe him. Faith comes by hearing, and then hearing by the word of God. So it goes right back to the word that if we don't have it and it's not a part of us, it's not in us, amen, it really is not going to do us any good. It's not enough excuse me, it's not enough just to have the word in your mind, be able to even quote it, to make it appear that it's there, but when it is a part of you, and you need you need it to come up at that hour, it will come. The word will be right there. Why? Because it's a part of you and it's automatic. It's not something that you have to really think about. Something that's a part of you, it's there and you know it, praise God. And so if you are a man or a woman of God of faith, glory to God, you're not going to fall into doubt and unbelief because you're trusting God and you've put in the time to wait on the Lord, to get strong in Him. Amen. And waiting is very important in our walks with the Lord. It's important that we learn how to wait, that we learn how to entrust ourselves to the hand of God, no matter what we may be going through or no matter what we may have to face. In our waiting, that's where we get strengthened and we get strong, because when you wait on the Lord, you'll be able to mount up. Glory to God. The Holy Ghost will cause you at that time to mount up on wings, and you'll be able to soar high in God when you wait, because it's waiting. Waiting on the Lord causes us to be tied to Him and twisted to Him. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. So it's important that we gain that strength. Praise God. You know, we know that a threefold cord is not easily broken. Praise God. So when you have a cord that's tied pretty tight, amen, when things come at that cord, amen, it's not just going to break, and our cords have to be tied to the Lord, praise God. We have to make sure that we're not connected to the wrong things, even the wrong people. You know, divine connections are very important, but you have to make sure that your connections are holy, amen, that they're not connections that will cause you to lose your strength, to lose your virtue. And so it's important that even in our walks with God and one another, that we're connected to healthy people, praise God. You don't want to be connected to someone that's going to take you down a negative road, for example, but you want to be connected, praise God, to those that will encourage, that will strengthen, amen, that will edify and keep you built up, praise the Lord, even in truth, praise God, amen. Truth will build you up. Truth will cause you to see the light, amen. Jesus wants us to walk in the light because he is the light. Amen. And so in order to know truthfully how to walk, we've got to get in the light. Praise God. And the Word of God will do that for us. So listen, so one of the best ways to maintain our strength is to remain in constant fellowship with God. Each and every day we must be in fellowship with Him, praise God, and communion with Him, praise God. And this is why when we are obeying the Lord and doing what the Lord would have us to do, praise God, it encourages us in itself, and it gives us more of a tenacity to continue to move and maneuver in the Lord. So the armor of God is linked directly with our relationship with God, okay? So that is very, very, very important. I want to read a quote, if I may, from Rick Reiner in his book called Dressed to Kill. He says this. He says, your unbroken fellowship or your unbroken ongoing fellowship with God is your absolute guarantee that you are constantly and habitually dressed in the whole armor of God. So, praise God, this is really important because when we have that fellowship with God that's not broken, not interrupted, He will see to it that we are dressed the way we should be dressed from head to toe. Praise God. It's not enough just to cover your mind and then your feet are exposed or your chest is exposed, but every part of this armor is very vital and is very, very important. So if we're missing a piece of the armor, God will alert us because He's the one that helps us to remain dressed properly. Now, if we miss our time with God and our fellowship with Him, praise God, we're going to miss something. Amen. So it's important every day, amen, that we spend time with God, not because we want to do anything other than strengthen our relationship with him, because that's what's most important. Praise God. Everything else should go around that, in other words. In other words, our lives are hid in Christ. Thank you, Holy Ghost, in God. Amen. So everything else should fall in line behind that. Praise God. Amen. Everything we do is a result, praise God, of the Lord's direction and his leading and his guiding. Praise God. So listen, if our heart is exposed, praise God, just as an example, due to hurt, doubt, or unbelief, when we go before the Lord, guess what? He's going to bring that to light, and he's going to shed light on it. He's going to let us know, listen, that those words hurt you. You're wounded in this area. Let me heal you. Let me fix it. You tell me about it. Tell me how you feel. This is why, amen, in a good relationship and good communication, praise God, we ought to be able to go to God with any and everything. Praise God. Oh, God, the word is so good, beloved. The word is rich. Amen. There's nothing that you should not be able to tell your Father. Praise God. And if Father God knows it anyway, but when we're really downright honest with him and he begins to let us know things that we need to know for our good, praise the Lord, we won't begin to look at it anymore as negatives. Amen. A lot of times, amen, we go through seasons like that where we're corrected. Amen. God will send a word, praise the Lord, to us, and we take it as rejection, actually. We take it as harsh correction or harsh rebuke, praise God. But let me tell you something, beloved. When you were growing up, and then you did something wrong, your mother, your father, grandmother, whoever raised you, loved you enough to tell you, baby, don't do that. Little Johnny, don't do that, because if you do, it's going to hurt you. They weren't telling you that to be mean. They weren't rebuking you. They were just gently telling you, and even if they had to get strong, because some of us need some strong talk, and we're not used to that. This generation that we're dealing with is a generation that discipline was taken out. Praise God. And then if you were disciplined, amen, maybe it wasn't always right, but yet it was discipline. Discipline is good for all of us. Praise God. I don't care how old we are. We all need correction, and we should not look at it as a negative. So when we're in God's face, praise the Lord, when we're in his face and things are not quite right, praise the Lord, we need him to illuminate, amen. We need him to tell us that so that we stay on the right path. Now, I believe someone has a question, so I'm going to take just a moment here, amen. We have callers on the line this morning. We thank God for you. Caller, do you have a question or a comment?
God bless you. Good morning. I was just listening to your broadcast, listening to what you were saying, and I appreciate what you were saying. I really do. I thank God for you expounding the word as you are. And you, the title is Being Strong in the Lord.
Yes.
And one of the plights that I find in today's church is that we equate the Holy Ghost to just speaking in tongue and running up and down the aisle.
Mm-hmm.
And then how do you say you have the Holy Ghost, but yet you can't live holy? So the teaching factor that's going on, you know, that a lot of, you go to a church, some churches you visit and they shout from the beginning to the end, but there's no word, no good word, solid word being taught. So people do not know, and you were saying about discipline, disciplining people.
Yeah.
A lot of times discipline does not feel good. But if you're disciplined in the things of God, then you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. You were thinking about the statement, put on. The Bible tells us to put on salvation, put on the garment, put on the shield, the breastplate, put on the feet, shod. So he's telling us what we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going out, and you were just reading from that book, Dressed to, I don't remember the full title, but you people today go out to war, not dress for war. You know, I just wanted to thank God for you, and encourage you to keep on. Just, we need the body of Christ, need people to stand in the gap for the body and tell the truth in season and out of season. Encourage people, because there's only one way. I was telling them Sunday, you can't sing your way in, you can't shout your way in, you can't preach your way. You got to live your way in. That's the only way you can get in. And we take so much time. Forgive me for taking a lot of time, but we take a lot of time in getting the mechanics of church right, but a lot of people have never had a real relationship with God, but they know how to do church.
Yes. Amen. That's very good, brother. I appreciate your comments. Amen. And it really falls right in line with what we're talking about. Praise the Lord, because when you look at the armor, and I'm gonna briefly talk about the pieces. The very first piece is truth, and truth has to be around our loins. It does represent the Word of God, and the Word is what will carry us. Praise God. The Word is what we need. It's the foundation, actually. And a lot of times that's what we're missing. That's why a lot of us, can shout and run around, and nothing wrong with shouting. Praise the Lord. But you've got to have a substance. And the Word of God is what gives us the substance, glory to God, to stand. Amen. God wants us to be able to stand. And I'm going to talk about that in another lesson, praise God. But to stand, it takes the Word, because God equips us so that the armor of God will give us that explosive, dynamic power, amen, that we need. And it comes straight from the Word of God. It doesn't come from the shouting. Is part of our praise, and it encourages and it lifts up. But when we come down, from the shout, we've got to have something to carry us through. And that's the Word of God, Abushay. The Word takes us to that other level, takes us to the next dimension in the Lord. Glory to God. So I appreciate, amen, what you're saying. It's so true and very befitting that we have the Word. And God wants us belted, and the belt is a piece that we don't see. Okay, it's a small piece, and we think that it's not there, but this is a good illustration. Men wear belts and women wear belts, but if you take that belt off and your pants are loose, your pants could fall down, shirt come out of your breeches, and then you're all messed up because, that belt is missing. And that's what's wrong with a lot of us. Really, we don't have the belt around us firmly. We don't have the foundation, glory to God, that we need. And so without the Word of God keeping us firm, because actually the belt is there first so that all the other pieces can be put in place firmly and right. Without the Word, the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God. We've got to know how to rightly, glory to God, divide the Word of truth. Amen. And when we don't rightly divide it, we're tossed to and fro with every wind of doctrine. That's why a lot of us can't take correction. Glory to God. We don't got it right. We got it in our mind. And this generation, as I was saying before, is one of the most undisciplined generations that we've ever had to deal with. Glory to God. You know, 30 years ago, when I came up, 50 plus years ago, amen, I'm 51, don't mind saying that, praise God. But when I came up, discipline was still in line, praise God, even in school, praise God. You didn't go to school in that any kind of way, amen. Now, if we talk about Johnny, amen, mom and dad wants to beat you up because you're trying to tell us something, amen, that really will help you about Johnny. Amen. Discipline has been pulled out. And so because of that, when people come to the body of Christ and we put in discipline, we try to encourage, amen, by correction, they get mad at us and they throw stones, glory to God. But in order to be effective, you've got to be disciplined. And this is what the armor is for. It disciplines us. It keeps us in check, if you will. And God, through our relationship with him, keeps us in check. Oh, I love him today. Praise the Lord. And so the truth, God's truth, amen, he desires for us to walk in his truth. Glory to God. Amen. Truth should reproduce. And we should be reproducing truth, the word of God. Amen. Now, truth around our loins, where does reproduction take place? Amen. It takes place in our abdomen area, both male and female. I love it today. So God wants us to reproduce life. Amen. He wants us to reproduce his truth. Glory to God. So when it's there, praise God, and God is able to pull it out, then we're effective in the kingdom, and the apostles and prophets can go forth. Amen. Apostolically setting order in the word, setting order in the church. A prophet comes to give an encouraging word. The evangelist will pull in the souls. The pastor will shepherd and tend, and the teacher brings it all back around again. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. There's so much in the word. There's so much in the word of God. Amen. You stirred me up this morning, sir. We appreciate
may
that.
May I say?
Yes.
You were talking about
this.
Jesus told us to go out and make disciples.
Yes.
Not members.
And yes.
Disciples mean a person that is disciplined in the faith of God.
Okay.
And so the church is so busy making members that, again, we're not disciplining anyone.
Yes.
Nobody has,
yes.
You just said, okay, you correct the person.
Yes.
In the old church, like you say, I come up with you. In the old church, you were disciplined. The Bible told us, watch what they did. The Bible says, rebuke openly that others may fear. You rebuke a person openly today, you just lost a member.
Yes, that's true.
In the
that
old
is
school,
true.
When you would discipline a person, rebuke a person openly, that person, they might feel the hurt for a minute or whatever, the wrath, the strap, the belt, the spiritual belt,
mm-hmm.
spiritual strap,
mm-hmm.
and
yes.
the correction
yes.
of God. And today's people, nobody want to be corrected. So I don't correct me. Let me do whatever I want and tell you this is God.
No.
Come on.
That's good.
Come on.
Amen. You're right.
God,
you're absolutely right.
Everything must be done decently and in order. And
there
in the order not of me or the order of religion, but the order of God.
Yes. Yes. And relationship keeps us there. Relationship with God is what keeps us there. Amen. It keeps us in line. Amen.
Okay.
Amen. And so when we fall in love with the Lord, glory to God, we fall in love with Jesus, praise God, when these things are necessary. Amen. I'm sure the disciples had to be told and corrected when the two brothers wanted, they wanted to make sure they were going to be seen. And Jesus said, wait a minute, hold on. Let me just help you. Amen. What you're asking is not mine to give you. He had to set them back in place. He didn't want them to get out of order. So he kept them in line. When Peter said, I'll go to the cross with you, he said, no, let me help you. Praise God. Mm-hmm. Satan has desired to sift you as wheat, but I've already prayed for you. And he said, when you're converted, then let him know. You're getting ready to backslide. You're getting ready to go slide down that slope. But when you're converted, he said, strengthen your brother. Peter said, no, I'm not going to do that. Jesus already knew what was going to happen. He forewarned him. And sometimes God will forewarn us of things that's coming that we may end up falling into, slipping into. Oh, no, hallelujah. We too spiritual. Come on. Amen. And God will let us know. But when you come on back, when you recognize, God, you were right. I was wrong. Praise the Lord. And Peter recognized, glory to God, he was wrong. But what did Jesus do after he rose? They were making, he was cooking fish for him. Glory to God. And he talked to Peter. He had to encourage Peter. He said, do you love me? Asked him three times. Told him, feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. Go back again, feed my sheep. Amen. He let him know the walk he was getting ready to walk. But you know what? On the day of Pentecost, Peter was the one that preached the first message. Amen. So he was able to strengthen his brother. He was able, glory to God, and he did great works for the Lord. But he had to go through that process. And this is what This is what God is doing in the body, beloved. We got processes to go through. Amen. And this is why the Lord has given us this great armor to put on. Praise God. God outfits you. He outfits me. He knows. Amen. He tailor makes each and every one of us to walk in the kingdom so that we're effective in the kingdom of God. So that when the word goes out and when we do our jobs in God, amen, people shouldn't see us. They ought to see the Lord. They ought to see what Jesus is doing. And then he, because he said, if I'm lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto myself. Glory to God. So this is a very, very important truth. Around our loins represents the word of the Lord and how precious it is for God, amen, to give us his word. Praise the Lord. We thank God for this message on today. My time is slipping so fast. Amen. We appreciate, praise God, brother, you being on the line today. You've encouraged us. We thank God for you. I pray the Lord will continue to strengthen you. Amen. Amen. That this won't be the last time. Join us whenever the Lord will allow. Father God, I thank you for this word. I thank you, God, for those that have joined us today and listening in. And Father, we want you to continue to encourage us and continue to lift us up and continue, amen, to give us the strength that we need, oh God, as we learn, amen, to put on this armor and we learn to walk in you and be effective in the kingdom of God. Father God, now meet every need, seen and unseen, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. We thank you today. Bless everyone on the line as they go about their day. I pray, God, that you would strengthen, that you would encourage, that you keep them edified. And, Father God, keep this word moving in our lives. Don't let this word slip from us. But, Father God, let us take this word in and let us, oh, God, be the soldiers that you're calling us to be, that we will fight effectively in the kingdom, that we will war a good warfare, not entangling ourselves with the affairs of this life, that we may please you, oh God. We love you now. We appreciate you, God, and we thank you that you're watching over your word once again. Strengthen and encourage, edify, lift up in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you praise, honor, and glory now for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, my time is gone, but we'll be back on tomorrow. Amen. We'll pick up this word again. Amen. Talking about, amen, being strong in the Lord. Praise God in this Armor of God series. Amen. Tell someone about the broadcast. Praise God. Go to our website. There's more information. The announcer will give more information about the ministry. Praise the Lord. We pray that you will tune in again. Amen. Until our next broadcast, beloved, be encouraged. Know that God loves you. He cares about you. And he has your best interest at heart. He's working all things out for you because he loves you and he cares. Until we meet again, may God bless you is my prayer. Thank you for listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Set Free Outreach Ministries. If you would like more information about our ministry, we invite you to visit us on our website at www.setfreeoutreachministries.org. If you would like to sow into our ministry, you may do so by clicking the donate button on our homepage. We encourage you to email us your prayer requests, praise reports, or comments to ApostleDeborah@SetFreeOutreachMinistries.org. You may also write us at Set Free Outreach Ministries, 714 Aurora Avenue, Pueblo, Colorado, 81004. Until our next broadcast, keep looking up, beloved, and know that God is working all things out for you just because he loves you and he cares. Lift your hands wherever you are and let the church. Church, say.